Part 17, Chapter 2. That day had left Turl feeling very optimistic. It had gone off just like he knew it would. Someone sooner or later was going to get teleportation in operation again on this planet, and with what joy he had found that the animal himself was taking an interest in it. Turl was a highly trained security chief, the best by his own admission, and he knew all about teleportation, all about it. When the animal went over to the Chamco Dome, Turl had even pleasantly waited for the shots. They came. Turl was of two minds about the outcome. He was very pleased there was a fight and that the Chamcos had reacted exactly as predicted, and at the same time he was disappointed the animal had only received a scratched face. It was a difficult emotional conflict to be glad the animal had shot up the Chamcos successfully, and to be unhappy to see the animal still hobbling around alive afterward. Well, one couldn't have everything. He waited for 2 days for the news that the Chamcos had committed suicide. It finally came to him through the stupid cadet who visited him of an evening. Practicing talking a language required having something to talk about, and so Turl got lots of news.
"You know those two cyclos that used to work over in that dome?"
said Lars, talking through the barrier and bars.
"Well, they put them in a cell down in the dormitory area, and this afternoon, despite a great deal of precautions, the two hung themselves with their chains over a crossbeam. They broke their chains apart and made a pair of nooses with them, and they hung themselves. They could have escaped, maybe, but instead, they simply strung themselves up."
"No,"
said Turl, pretending he didn't expect just that.
"The poor fellows must have been hurt terribly badly by the animal. I saw it from here. He just stood there and kept firing into them. When a cyclo is hit too badly and knows he can't recover, he is likely to commit suicide."
Which was about as far from the facts as Turl would allow himself to stray, without breaking down laughing.
"They're giving the sentry and the guard sergeant drumhead court-martials. Probably send them back to Scotland. They're Argyles. Clan Argyle, that is."
Turl clicked his fangs in sympathy over this gross injustice and said so. Lars could agree how unjust authorities could be, but he mustn't go too far.
"There's someone here I'd like you to meet. He's very important. A senior council member. I won't mention his name. He's standing over in the shadows under the pole. Do you see him?"
Turl had seen him the instant he took position over there. He said,
"Where? Oh, what's a senior council member?